Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Australian Medical Association, the Australian Medical Journal, is calling for parents to be charged $5,000. I guess that's about $8,000 Australian for U.S. a head for every child after their second, and an annual tax of up to $800, which they can then jack up. This is exactly what they did in 75 in China under international agreements with the U.N. and the U.S. and treaties. This is that's global government right there, saying how many children you can have. Our trade's already regulated by the World Trade Organization. And they're just pushing it here now as carbon taxes on your household, where they assess the carbon output of your home. And people with more than three people in the house are going to go above that level and be charged. But once that's in place, they can just start ratcheting it up. It's here. It's happening. It's being proposed. Just like we told you it would. First, they have hundreds of articles and TV programs in the last 6 months with independent eugenics groups, population reduction groups, coming on telling us we've got to cut back to only one child and how it'll save the earth for carbon footprint. And now we have a bunch of different medical journals. It's not just this one. From Canada to New Zealand to England, pushing this. And every time I see one of these articles, it just reminds me of what we're facing. Now, there's a whole other area to this, and that's that Europe, on average, has a 1.5 childbirth rate. That doesn't even replace. That means 25% of people each generation die out. That means in one generation in a European country that, say, has 100 million people, in one generation there'll be 75 million. And then in another generation, they'll even be less than that. You'll be down to close to 50 million. And so on and so forth. Italy has a 1.3. Germany has a 1.4. England has a 1.8, but that's counting the massive immigrant influx. There are now more foreigners in England than there are people that were born there. The Brits are all leaving en masse. So let's add that. Where are all these programs being pushed and implemented? They're being pushed in the first world where you have a death of the West. Now, folks, I don't want the U.N. carrying out bioweapons operations with AIDS in Africa. And I tell the Hispanic population when they're building Planned Parenthoods all over Mexico, don't let them kill your brown babies. At the same time, I don't want them killing and reducing the numbers of white people either, especially when 1 in 10 people on the globe is white. 1 in 10 is white. I mean, we're talking about in a few generations there being basically no white people. And I know it's a crime to say I care about my heritage. I know it's a crime to say, you know, that I am from Northern European and derivation, as most white Americans are. English and German and Alsatian and Scottish and Irish and Dutch and Swiss. And I have to sit there and watch the death. That's what the New World Order is all about. And that's where they're going to push all this stuff now, is England, the U.S., Canada, Australia, Germany. Russia is even worse. You know how many children Russians have? 1.1, lowest in the world. That means that every 25 years, that's a generation. On average, people have children at 25. Every 25 years, they're losing almost half their population. Oh, yeah, Russia was 280 million. They're 240 million now. 40 million Russians gone, 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 gone. Gone forever. Not replaced. And I was only going to have two children until we had that eugenicist on about a year ago. She said we should only be allowed to have one. So we're just going to have a whole bunch more. How's that sound? Again, they're killing all of us. We're all under attack by these people. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to Don Holman, who's had his First Amendment rights violated in a big way, coming up in just a few minutes. Finishing up on my point about the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments, their official U.S. government policy that is pro-abortion, pro-infanticide, and enforced abortion, as well as sterilization. That's in State Department Memorandum 200. De facto one-child policy urged in Australia, and it says that families who agree to be sterilized will be given a bonus, a baby levy in the form of a carbon tax in line with the polluter pays principle. This is in the Medical Journal of Australia. For every family choosing to have more than a defined number of children should be charged a carbon tax that would fund the planting of enough trees to offset the carbon cost. What does that mean? How dumb do we are? Plants breathe carbon dioxide generated by a new human being, so Professor Walters, an obstetrician at King Edward Memorial Hospital. See, he's not a scientist. He's just some Dr. Kook, just making things up. Sustainable Population Australia suggested, let's get them on, a maximum of two, he said. By the same reasoning, contraceptives like diaphragms and condoms, as well as sterilization procedures, would attract carbon credits, would subtract carbon credits, the specialist said. So total social engineering. Now, Australia's got a 1.6 population. That means they're dying. For every two people, they have 1.6 children. On average. Please don't send me an email saying, how do you have 1.6? It's an average. Again, Japan is, what, 1.2? Russia's 1.1. Europe's average is 1.5. And it's even worse than that, because that's counting third world immigrant populations. Once they're citizens, their children are counted. It's not the indigenous original population. So the whole West is dying. Russia every 25 years is losing close to half its population. I mean, it's 40 million just the last decade or so. It's off the charts bad. Their average life expectancy now is, what, 52 for a male, 56 for a female. Boy, that communist system really did wonders for you, didn't it? Russians used to live on average to above 70, just like Americans. By the way, did you know our life expectancy is dropping? Yes, that's right. Because, you see, used to they said, well, the average age somebody lived in 1779 or 1820, I've seen the numbers, you know, the average person lived to be 42. Well, we live on average to be 76. Female 76, men 74. Go look the numbers up. But wait a minute. Close to half the children died by the age of two, and a large portion of those during childbirth. So if you could make it past being a baby and make it up to being a teenager, you ever been to an old cemetery? I mean, more than half the people there are babies and children. See, so they're averaging those numbers in. That was life expectancy then. But if you live past that, you live to 80, 90 years old. Most people did. Most of the founding fathers did. Most of their wives did. You see, so we're not living as long as somebody 200 years ago. They play with the numbers. So we're here and we got to die, and there's too many people. Once a country industrializes, in every case, they have negative childbirth growth. That means they have people have less children than there were originally people. Just to keep the numbers the same, you have to have, for every two people, 2.0 children. There is no country in the West that is above 2.0. They are all below it. The U.S. has, again, about a 2.1 last time I checked, but that's counting the massive immigrant influx. That's counted. If you actually look at it, the U.S. is close to 1.5, just like Europe. We're talking about life here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. In some African countries, over 45% of the population has HIV. Their numbers are going down. The only place numbers are going up is in India and Mexico and 100-plus of the third world nations. And once they industrialized, they would then stop having so many children. And they're coming out with cleaner technologies. The real trick of the environment is the genetic chimera engineering, open-air planting of this stuff, all the crises it's already causing, toxic waste dumping, cutting down rainforests. That's all bad. But the media gives you the fake carbon tax when that's what plants breathe. It's a tax on humans, a control mechanism. I keep trying to explain that to people. Now, the UN's own numbers were that we would peak at about 8 billion. Now they're saying 7.5 billion. And then from there, it slopes down to about 4 billion without all their extermination ops they're running. So we have to admit this is happening. Okay, I appreciate our guest holding for the last 4 minutes. I want to just introduce what happened to him, okay? If you go up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can read the story. You can also link through on Infowars.com to Dan Holman's own website. Hillary Clinton was coming to Fort Madison, Iowa, and they're out on the side of a major thoroughfare, standing right off the edge of the road, right on the easement. It's a major highway. They're standing about 5 feet off the side, and a guy pulls up with a club, a huge club, and runs up and starts swinging it, and then the fellow starts saying, "Don't hit me with that, that's assault," and then all of a sudden a bunch of cops run over, and it looks like four or five on the video. This is obviously their buddy. And they say, "We're going to arrest you if you don't leave. This is a busy thoroughfare. You're not allowed to stand here. You always were. It's free speech. Everybody's always done it." They just say, "Nope, city officials, they're not going to allow it." Now remember, anti-war people have been arrested for wearing a Peace on Earth shirt or a No Blood for All shirt at a spontaneous Bush rally for 500. I have them on. I defend their right. Free speech across the board is under attack, but in my film, Martial Law, and I'm just setting this up, sir, we're going to go to you. We then show LAPD and others with nunchucks wrapping them around pro-lifers who are just sitting on the sidewalk and breaking their arms. Why was that torture allowed? And I have multiple cases of them torturing, breaking people's arms, all on video. By the way, it was put on YouTube, and YouTube banned it. Said it was too graphic. Somebody ought to re-upload that to YouTube. In fact, I think they have. I ought to put a link to that back up in this story. And this is in the 80s and 90s. They've all, see, first it was them. First it was okay to violate their rights. It's kind of like it's always okay to first violate black people's rights, like Tony Brown says, but then later it's going to be in your community. And the incredible part about, and we had to cut out a bunch of cussing, not by the pro-lifers, but by the demon that came over. The guy's already busted into him, hit him. He's got a huge club. He's threatening to beat their camera, beat him in the head. And he says to the officers, okay, we'll leave, but you're going to get sued, First Amendment. But that guy hit me. And the cops just kind of laugh and go, huh, well, you got to take that up with the city. Really? Since when is somebody waving a club? He's there behind him. And the guy says, I'll beat your head in with it. He's with the cops, with a club, saying, I'll beat your bleeping head in with this. Swinging it. Folks, obviously he eats breakfast with the cops and drinks coffee. Probably the brother-in-law. I mean, I bet $1 million. You got four cops, a guy behind him. I'll beat your brains in. He says, hey, that guy hit me. That's right, I'll beat your brains in. The cops are, get out of here, boy. I mean, it's not enough that they violated his First Amendment. This guy gets to assault people, carry out terroristic threats, and the cops all stand there and let it go on. I mean, folks, don't any of you try waving a club around cops. They'll pull their revolvers. They'll pull their SIGs. They'll pull their Glocks. They'll pull their tasers. You'll be dead in seconds. But if you're a pro-lifer, you're fair game. All right, now I'll be on with us for at least 30 minutes. I have introduced that and talked about it, and I really appreciate Dan Holman doing what he's doing. Dan, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. I've got just one minor correction on your story, and that Hillary Clinton wasn't coming to Fort Madison. She was in Washington, the city of Washington at the time.
Let me be clear. I'm going off. We found you and watched the video from Operation Rescue.
Right.
They say pro-lifers with graphic signs were attacked by a man wielding a club during a protest at a Hillary Clinton campaign stop in Fort Madison.
It was a Hillary Clinton protest.
Okay, go ahead.
She wasn't there.
Okay, doesn't matter. The article said that. Side
right.
issue. Let's go.
Sure. Anyway, we picketed Hillary 32 times herself. I mean, at different places she's been at. And this last month before the Iowa caucuses, we're just trying to get her ratings down by going from city to city with a banner that says Hillary's Holocaust, and it has two aborted baby pictures sandwiched in between. And as you know, Hillary's ratings are tanking here in Iowa while they're going up nationally. She's about in the 40 percentile range nationally, I guess about 45% nationally. But here in Iowa, she's trailing Barack Obama. And we believe that we've had influence on that by associating her with abortion. Every time she had a rally in the past, we would try and be there and show the aborted baby pictures and a Hillary Holocaust banner that we have. And so Fort Madison is a double stronghold here in Iowa. It's got Hillary Clinton signs all over the place. And I think that was one of the, you know, I mean, I think that was the main thing. We've been attacked at this town before. There's a Planned Parenthood that's located right across the street. And we've always had, altercations, at this city. It's only 20 miles from where we live. And we've been there a number of times. So that was the only minor, correction. Otherwise, your story's right on.
Well, it doesn't matter. We have the video. The point is Operation Rescue got that wrong, so you better tell them.
Sure.
But they probably did because you've been following her all over the country doing this. You got video of it, so that's probably how it all mixed together. Okay, when we come back, sir, you've got the floor. I want to blow by blow go through this. There's so much profanity, we've had to edit a lot of it out. But you heard my description. I mean, who is this nut waving a huge club? Why did cops stand there and let this happen? You know, that's the issue. Even if you love abortion, love eugenics, think it's a wonderful thing, and it's a special treat, special right you have, that's your opinion. Even if you disagree with this gentleman, and I don't, by the way, you should agree with his right. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
So they're standing across the street on the sidewalk in Madison, Iowa. On Friday, police were parked across the street from where Dan Holman of Missionaries to the Preborn was standing on a public sidewalk on December 7th when a man in a pickup truck got out, it's all on video, of his vehicle and approached Holman with a club, shouting at him to get off his property. But, of course, it wasn't his property. Holman was attacked and struck with a club. And the cops get out and say, yeah, this is a sidewalk, yeah, but you can't be on this road. You can't be off the side of this road now. and you're going to be arrested if you don't go. Well, the guy's screaming, I'll beat you in the head. And he goes, that guy hit me. And the cops are just, whatever. Holman was attacked and struck with the club. The man continued to try to assault me in the presence of three Fort Madison police officers, Holman told Operation Rescue. Rather than arresting the attacker, the police threatened to arrest me. The police acknowledged that I was on a public right-of-way, but said our presence posed a traffic hazard. It's all for our safety. Everything's safety now. Arresting Ron Paul supporters for signs now all over the country in their own yards. They just say you're not allowed to have it. You're not allowed to have an American flag upside down for distress. Going back to you, Mr. Holman, please continue. I mean, we've got the video, but I hope you sue these cops. I hope they get fired. I mean, this is a big issue.
Right. It's the second time that I have to file a notice to claim with them. Last time was in 2002 when they ran us out of basically the same area under the same pretenses. But it's a different chief of police at that time, so I'm going to file another notice to claim and let them know that if they continue to violate my First Amendment rights, they're going to be held liable.
Why do you think they want... I mean, you're about, I'd say, 50, 60 feet. You're across a big street. You're not anywhere near their property. Why do the police think it's so important to annihilate the First Amendment?
Well, what happens is that when we're out there, their switchboard gets flooded with complaints. rather than act righteously on it, just say, hey, he's got a right to be there, like most police departments do. We've done this in over 500 cities, you know, across America. And most of the time, the police will just say, you know, they got a right to be there, you know, just, you know, put up with it, you know, you don't have to look at it. But, the intolerant liberals want to silence you. They're tolerant to, to sodomy. They're nice to eagles and they're nice to snail darters, but they're mean to babies and they don't like God. And they don't like, his sovereignty over them. And they don't like a biblical message which says, thou shalt not murder.
Well, the bigger issue here is the fact that this maniac, exactly how did he assault you? You say to the cops, hey, he hit me, and he screams, I'll beat your head in. We're going to play that audio coming up from the video in the next segment. I mean, who is this nutball?
I think he's a businessman. I've never seen him before. Really don't know anything about him. And,
well, let me just say something. If he'd have hit me, I think he did the right thing, but you need to press charges against him. But I'm going to just tell everybody something. Don't hit me with a club because I can't hold back.
Right. Well, I had a 5x3-foot sign in one hand, and I was holding a 19-inch banner with the other and trying to video him. So I didn't have a lot of I had to drop something. And fortunately, you know, his granddaughter got, you know, in the way long enough for the cops to get there, and then one of the cops held him back. So
people are just allowed to run around, running into people with clubs and waving them and saying, I'll beat your head in, and then the cops tell you you're bad.
Yeah, well, you see, Fort Madison is a town of 11,000 people, and it's a good old boy town. And, I'm sure, this guy is well known. You know, they call each other by their first name. And I'm from a town 20 miles away. I'm a foreigner. And they look out for their own. This isn't the first time this has happened. We did a Hillary Clinton picket in Vinton, Iowa, a couple of weeks ago, and a very similar situation happened, only that time it was four thugs that blocked our van and ripped the pictures off of it. We have a truth van that we drive around with the Board of Baby pictures on it. And so they threatened to do that, you know, while I was there, and then they went ahead and did it. I had video of it, and they didn't press charges against the ringleader of it.
Yeah, they don't like seeing pictures of what they've been involved in, and it really upsets them because they know what they did. Instead of repenting, they're just going to get deeper into their evil. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from the exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Yeah, I'm against abortion, so is Ron Paul. The good news is we're turning the tide. Just 15 years ago, national polls showed about 65 to 67%, depending on the poll, were for abortion. Now it's 60-40 the other way, 60-plus percent against abortion. And those numbers are even higher in young people. Over 75% in big polls that came out last year of young people are against abortion. And listen, young people, you shouldn't be out having sex before, you know, you're out of high school and married or whatever, or engaged to somebody. You can get diseases, it ruins it, it can really hurt you. But you know what, if you get pregnant, have that baby. It's going to be a blessing. It's a lot better than cars and junk and baubles and iPods and video games. You're going to love that child. And, I know all these yuppies tell their kids go out and have abortions just because they don't want to take care of them. And those parents are scum. Children are a blessing you cannot imagine. They're a blessing that is the most wonderful thing in this world. And I am against abortion. I make no bones about that. But regardless, even if you are for abortion, or in some limited cases, well, it doesn't count because if it's in the life of the mother, it isn't called abortion. It's called a medical emergency. You still should be for their First Amendment right, because if they lose their right, we all lose it. We're going to go back to our guest here in one moment. Folks, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement shows you who the New World Order are, shows you how they want to reduce our numbers, how they want to have forced sterilization, forced abortion, infanticide, putting sterilization hormones in vaccines, all the things they've been caught doing. You want to have the big picture? Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The first half covers the North American Union, the European Union, the SPP, the NAFTA superhighways, who the globalists are, their own admissions, video of them saying it. It's really two films. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes, and then 40 minutes of extras. So we're talking over 3 hours on one DVD. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you order by midnight next Monday, you know, you got until really Tuesday morning. We're going to come in Tuesday, and whatever orders we download, whatever orders we take off the toll-free number from the operators that take your orders, on that Tuesday morning, we're going to ship it all out, and you're guaranteed, because it's UPS, you'll get there in 4 days. The furthest place in the U.S. takes 4 days. Alaska takes 4 days from Texas, but most places 2 to 3 days. Some places 1 day. Some places, like 4 states around Texas, you get it the next day. So, really, I guess most areas of the country, you really could, you know, order through the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. But we don't want to cut it that short. Get your orders in now. This was a very expensive film to make. It's the most powerful film I've ever made. You need to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement to understand who the enemy really is. Infowars.com, big discounts as low as $10.95 a piece when you get multiple copies. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or see it right now in super high quality. At PrisonPlanet.tv, we have a year-end deal. This will be 4 years. Next year, we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month for a trial membership, but get a yearly, and you end up paying for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free. You get more than 5 months free in this year-end special, Christmas special, we do every year. This is your chance to get a yearly membership, 12 months for the price of a little over 6 months. PrisonPlanet.tv, and give the gift. Go create a username. Go create a password. It takes about a minute to sign up. Put it in an e-card. Send it to your mother, your brother, your neighbor, your pastor, and say, hey, go to this site. Thousands of videos, audios, all my films, Paul Watson's book, my book, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free. Toll-free to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement or Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of all my films. Please get Endgame. It's the most important film I've made. Terror Storm is the second most important. Very good. Get it out to everybody. 888-253-3139. And if you're going to write to us, you better do it the next 3 or 4 days. Make sure we get it in and get it out by early next week. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. Going back to our guest, his story got picked up, Operation Rescue, but the proof's in the pudding. Watch the video. He's Dan Holman. And especially if you're in Iowa around all this wickedness, it's going on everywhere, join him. Go out with him. I've gone out to the picket lines, folks. I've gone out and protested years ago when I had the time. I should make the time now, but I can do more on radio. But if you're not on the radio or on TV, go get an access show. Speak out against abortion. But number one, speak out for free speech. His website, I just clicked on the link at InfoWars, and it goes to the wrong link, so I'll have Ryan fix that. give us your website, sir.
Missionaries to the Preborn, Iowa.
.com?
Right. If you type that in, you'll come up right up to it.
Okay, I want to play this audio, and we had to cut out a lot of the cussing. There's 5 minutes of it total online, but here's the audio, and then I want you to comment on it. Here's the audio of him being polite to the police, them telling him to leave, and he says, hey, that guy just hit me, and he screams, I'll beat your head in. Here it is.
No, we're not on private property. We're on public property. I guess so.
Start with the city attorney. This is a high traffic area, and the intersection that has a lot of accidents. He's talking to the intersection. But you're going to have to do off the bus.
If I don't, what's going to happen?
Not calling him, probably be arrested. I just got off the phone with the city attorney.
They're going to arrest you if I don't get off that. This is a public street. Public streets and sidewalks are public right away.
You're curbing through the motoring public.
I don't know if anybody is still here, but this old guy right over here at the club that tried to
beat him. That's right, bust your head with it, too.
That's right.
Just pack your stuff up and go, or I'm going to cite you for encumbering the right-of-way. You're on public right-of-way. You can't be here with something like this because it's causing a distraction with the traffic. It's that simple. If you want the ticket, I'll write the ticket. If you don't leave, then we'll go to jail.
All right.
Pack your stuff up and go.
Yes. Yeah.
Officer Morgan.
Officer Morgan.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to pack it up, but you're looking at a lawsuit.
Yeah.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
About the guy that tried to assault me and did assault me, he did hit me with his club. What about him? He hit me with his club.
If you want to come to the station, give me a statement. I'll send it to the city attorney and let him decide whether or not he wants to pursue charges.
Okay, I certainly do.
Oh, so the police, when somebody's already hit somebody with a club, is waving it above his head three times saying, I'll hit you in the head with it. He points at him and says, that guy hit me with a club. He says, I'll bust you in the head with it. So next time somebody's out in your neighborhood waving a club, hitting people, busting, threatening to bust people on the head, you ever seen cops just stand around like it's no big deal? While a guy's waving a club, already hit him, threatening to hit him? Those police need to be arrested for allowing a felony assault to take place, then witnessing the person wielding the deadly weapon, endangering the officers, I know we don't count, and the second-class citizens, and the cops are smart-mouthed and have a Merry Christmas. Oh, sure, you're going to do something about me. Hey, we were ordered to come out here and do this. I mean, this is unbelievable. He's already hit him with a club. He's over there saying, hey, that guy hit me. The guy's saying, I'll bust you in the head with it, waving a deadly weapon. Listen, Dan Holmes, Holman, you need to call for criminal charges on this guy, and those police, serious dereliction of duty. They became accessories to the fact of someone engaging in terroristic threats, brandishing a deadly weapon. I mean, there's all sorts of charges for them.
Most of the people that go to the abortion clinic don't have video cameras to record these types of things, so most of it gets swept under the carpet. If I didn't have video, that's what would have happened. It would have got swept under the carpet.
And, no, you probably would have been tasered.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen the videos of him breaking pro-lifers' arms and laughing?
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Tell us about that.
I was part of Operation Rescue, from 1988 on, and we see at the abortion clinic if we're involved in an assault, if that were to happen, we'd be doing time for 10 years, 20 years, something that was similar. You know, they would treat it entirely different. But you can be shot at, people can attack you, and you're hard-pressed to get the police to do anything about it because of the fact that they see you as the problem. They say, you don't belong here, you're not invited. Yeah, you know, So we're treated differently. We're not given equal protection under the law. And that way we identify with the babies that are being murdered because they're afforded no protection under the law either.
Well, we see this with the illegal aliens in 860-plus sanctuary cities where no ID is demanded. They don't have to have driver's license. Now the majority of states, but we as citizens have got to jump through hundreds of hoops and answer questions and be groveling slaves. It's an example of how the system does whatever it wants and makes the rules up as it goes along. But for those that haven't seen the video, this guy's swinging a club around right by cops. He's just allowed to do it. I mean, listen, I'm not kidding. It's criminal that those police allowed him to assault you. They weren't coming across the street when this happened. That they allowed him to continue to threaten you with bodily harm of busting your head in, which is lethal force. And then you, and then, oh, they've got to have the city attorney charge or call for somebody getting in trouble. No, that's a cop out. I want you to file criminal charges on those cops.
Yeah, you know, I'm not so concerned with that as I am with a larger issue of the fact that they're killing babies.
Well, listen, if those cops get fired and those cops get in trouble, it'll be a message to people to stop violating our First Amendment. I mean, I've got video of pro-lifers sitting in the street with cops laughing with nunchucks across the country and breaking the arm with compound fractures, purple bones sticking out.
Right, and that happens, and some cops are better or worse than others, you know?
No, I understand that. Yeah. I'm not saying all the police. I'm saying bad ones.
Right.
And I'm sick of it.
They inevitably did arrest him. It was 3 hours later, I guess, from what I, you know, from what somebody told me who called into the police station.
That's because they knew it was criminal. Oh, they probably lied. I bet they didn't.
Yeah, maybe not.
Did you see it in the paper he was arrested?
No, and there's no... But the paper hasn't come out yet, you know, where I can see it. It just happened last Friday. Over the weekend, nothing happens, you know, in these towns because, you know, everything's closed. And it's not a daily paper. It's not on a weekend.
Do you happen to have the number to Fort Madison Police Department and City Council?
I've got a number for the county attorney, and it hasn't reached his desk yet. It's 319-372-5673. I called the and the city attorney Robert Johnson is the one that supposedly threatened to arrest me for encumbering the right of way, and his number is 319-372-3773.
Give both those numbers. People, be polite when you call, but let them know that you have witnessed the video. Tell them it's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You tell them national radio is covering this. The people are shocked and afraid to get near their town because vigilantes working with police run around assaulting people with clubs, screaming they'll beat people's heads in, and then those being threatened. This is a major civil rights issue. I mean, do they have lynchings in that town?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
Just the babies. They just cut
right.
them up.
They kill babies. You know, the police officers told me that they didn't. You know, they were against what I was doing. They were for. They agreed with the message, but they were against the way I did it. I said, "Well, do you agree with the way that the guy did it with the club? Do you agree with the way Planned Parenthood does it? You know, I mean, I'm tired of hearing people tell me that the way that I tell people that abortion is murder." Is somehow more offensive than the murder itself.
Yes. Well, it's unbelievable. Again, abortion aside, folks, that this is happening everywhere in the country. At gun shows, you're not allowed to wear Ron Paul shirts. That's in the news. I mean, this is just getting more and more insane.
You know, my wife had a Ron Paul sign confiscated from her by the... campus police and by the city of Ames police at an Iowa straw poll. At the Iowa straw poll, they took our abort a baby sign while she was holding a Ron Paul sign and an abort a baby sign. So these things happen on a regular basis, and that's part of what we have to deal with, you know, being out on the street.
Well, for those that don't know, and now see it's happening to everybody, but it was
right.
You guys first. Well, I guess black folks first and then pro-lifers, as much as I can tell from studying this. I've just seen literally scores of videos where then they call it pain compliance and they break your arms. It's Abu Ghraib-style torture. You say you've witnessed this. Tell us one of those stories. I bet it's emboldened and blazoned on your brain about the arm breaking.
Well, we were in I was a missionary to the preborn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We were at Summit Abortion Clinic, which was located in downtown.
That's one of the videos I've got, yeah.
And there was a woman that was just, you know, she was just a petite little woman that where a cop was using pain compliance on her, bending her wrist, I mean, to the point of breaking. I'm not sure whether he broke it or not. And all of the police at that time were using pain compliance to try and get us to move.
By the way, that's called torture.
Right. It is. And we were, when you're doing a rescue, you're doing passive resistance. You're blocking the door of abortion clinic.
Yeah, they know. I mean, they don't come in riot gear. They know you're peaceful.
Right. And but rather than carry us off the scene, they use pain compliance, and oftentimes they injure people, you know, in doing that. And, you know, try and get them to move so that they can kill the babies. And, you know, the soldiers that crucified Jesus, they weren't all just bad people. You know, some of them didn't have a bone to pick with Jesus. It wasn't anything personal, but they were just doing their job. And we heard that from the Nazis at the Nuremberg trials. You know, they were just doing their jobs. It wasn't that they hated the Jews or the Gypsies or the Poles. You know, they just had a job to do, and they did it. Thought they'd have a little fun while they did it. You know, and this is the type of mentality that's going on today among most Americans. They're okay with baby murder so long as they don't have to look at it, so long as they're not confronted with it, so long as the walls are high enough to hide the carnage and thick enough to muffle the screams. They don't care, you know, that babies are being murdered.
Final segment. I want to talk about some of the people that have survived abortion, and then I want to give out your number for folks that want to support you or join you. Then we're going to get into a bunch of other issues. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
First, you said abortion was okay, and then it was euthanasia of the old. Then it was eugenics. It's all eugenics. And now it's upon us. A lot of you have had abortions, or you've paid for them, or you know somebody that had them, you've supported it, so you can't admit to yourself you're wrong. And I hate these fake establishment liberals when they go, nobody wants brown babies. I've had them get in my face before. I've had them come over five or six times I actually went out and protested years ago, even before I got on radio. 15 years ago I did this. I don't know, maybe 10 times I did it. And they have an RV there, council and the women. They save so many babies. It's a wonderful thing when it happens. One of my other friends does it now with an RV, and I haven't done it since he's been out doing it. And they hold up the signs. They try to get them to stop. They try to get them to go away. They try to get them to wake up. These young women aren't told by the Planned Parenthood set up by the eugenicist Margaret Sanger, the confidant of Adolf Hitler, that there are groups that will pay you to have the baby, that will put it with a Christian family, not in the system, that there are foundations that will pay you sometimes $20,000 just, you know, put you in a nice apartment or house, get you a car, give you money afterwards. You don't have to work 6 months after you have the baby. But see, they won't tell you that. And did you know there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are actual abortions? And I've had them walk over. It's always the same line. You don't want the brown babies. Are you going to adopt the brown babies? Well, absolutely. My parents did adopt a brown baby. You want to know the truth, okay? My mother couldn't have children after she had me, and we did adopt a brown baby. So don't you tell me, you scumbag lovers of death, that we don't want the brown babies. That's another big fraud. That's another big, fat, stinking lie. And we've had enough of it, and we're not putting up with it anymore. And then you get into the fact that they're doing this. I mean, doesn't it make you mad? Obviously, it makes you mad, Dan Holman.
Even if the babies were unwanted, which is not true, like you mentioned, but even if they weren't unwanted, doesn't mean that we can go around killing them. You know, they're entitled to equal protection under the law. And just because the Supreme Court says it's okay doesn't mean that it is okay.
Have you ever had them say the brown baby thing to you?
Oh, yeah. You hear this stuff all the time. How many babies have you adopted? I'll say, well, how many have you killed?
Where did they get that, though? I mean, where did they get this thing about, because it's a line.
Because it's a what?
It's a line they use about the...
They're always trying to get the moral high ground. You know, when we're out there showing what abortion is, they say that we're offending some hypothetical little child. And, you know, but the fact is that most of the little kids understand it on their own level anyway, and most of them look at it and they don't even know what it is, and they just, you know... They don't soak it in, you know, like adults do. But even for those that do, they're more concerned about the sensibilities of a little child than the life of another child, you know, that is being killed. You know, what's more offensive, you know, offending the sensibilities of one child or killing them?
Well, they're also using baby parts in industrial medicine. It's just totally sick. The good news is, I'm sure you've seen all the polls, that abortion is now becoming more and more unpopular.
Right. And I think people like ourselves are responsible for it. We go out on the street, we show what it is, and like it or not, it brings a reproach to what abortion is and what it does to little children. They used to say, before we showed the pictures of the aborted babies, they used to say it's a blob of tissue. We never hear that anymore. Now but they still try and deny the humanity of the preborn child, or they still try and justify killing the child, like what you said with overpopulation. They're giving carbon credits to those that kill their children. They won't suffer they won't share the plentiful air of the planet with
Stay there. 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.